Proverbs 10:25 says, "As the whirlwind passeth, so is the wicked no more, but the righteous is an everlasting foundation." The life of the wicked is compared to that of the whirlwind. It's an illustration of how the life of the wicked is so filled with sin, discord, and personal devastation. As the whirlwind passeth. I call this drama. The wicked cause drama, and most of them desire drama. I've attempted to counsel, for example, adulterers. I could tell you about this one particular adulterous woman that I sat down with and had a very plain discussion about her sin. She listened as I read the scriptures from Exodus 20, Mark 10, 1 Corinthians 7, Galatians 5. She looked me in the eye and told me that she knew that what she was doing was sinful. She even described her sin as the worst thing a married woman could ever do, short of murder. But then she just looked at me matter-of-factly and said, "I know it's wrong, but I just can't help it. I can't go back. I can't be faithful. I just can't do it." She admitted that she was married to a wonderful man who treated her better than any man ever had and probably better than any ever would. She felt respected. He cared for her. He tried to please her and make her happy, and she knew all of that. Then she went on to describe the anguish and torment she suffered mentally being what she called stuck in such a marriage. I was just amazed as she described having a nice family, a wonderful husband, and a peaceful home, like it was some form of torture for her. And then it became clear to me what she was saying. She was saying that she loved sin and the drama that came with it. The excitement of cheating and sneaking around, the drama of fights and arguments and emotional fits, and then the making up. She loved sitting around with her friends, most of whom lived the same sort of whirlwind lifestyle. And they'd cry about the fights and breakups and celebrate the fact that they're getting back together and act like that was the whole, you know, that's the most important thing and all that sort of thing. It's just a big game. And of course, there are plenty of men who are the same way. The cheating, the adrenaline thrill of almost getting caught until he finally does get caught. Men would normally admit to or describe it as drama, but that really is the correct explanation. They loved the sin. They loved the drama. One man told me he knew he was just addicted to the thrill. It made him feel good. He didn't like the breaking up part, but he felt younger, more alive. Those are his words. That's how he described it. I've heard the same thing from people who abuse alcohol and drugs. I've interviewed men in prison who tell me the same story. The adrenaline and excitement drowns out anything in their conscience reminding them of how wrong what they're doing is, or even the fact that they face prison in some cases if caught. And for 30 years, I've watched them fall one after the other. As the whirlwind passeth, so is the wicked no more. Oh, sometimes they, it seems like anyway, they get by with it forever. But that's because God is patient and long-suffering. 2 Peter 3:9, "The Lord is not slack concerning his promise, as some men count slackness, but is long-suffering to usward, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. But those who do not repent do perish." Do you think any of these people, when their lives are over and the wicked are no more, they lift up their eyes in hell and think it was worth it? The rich man certainly didn't think it was. Jesus tells us that the rich man heard Abraham explain that no one could pass over to comfort him, even with a tiny drop of water. And Luke 16, 27, 28 says, "Then he said, I pray thee, therefore, Father, that thou wouldest send him to my father's house, for I have five brethren, that he may testify unto them, lest they also come into this place of torment." He didn't want anybody else coming there. The wicked come and go like a whirlwind. But where they go is worse than the whirlwind and is not worth it. Not at all. That's just something to think about if you're one of those people. But it's also something to think about when you're praying.